I'd like to firstly thank God that really in spite of my busy schedule, I mean, I'm still working, but I'm still able to get some time in my side office to just share this short devotion on prioritizing God amidst our busy schedule. So I hope that in my short devotion that I can encourage you, just as how I was encouraged as I was preparing for this short devotion, that no matter how busy you are, we should always prioritize God. So just in an overview of what my devotion will entail today, firstly, we should be seeking God's kingdom first. Next, we should be setting our heart on God. And lastly, is to spend or to redeem the time wisely. Let us go first to seeking God's kingdom first. And I've chosen Matthew 6:33 to explain this point. And it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." I mean, this is a very familiar and endearing verse to all of us. And for us, and especially in Singapore, you know, life often moves at a very fast and relentless pace. And whether you're navigating the demands of work, family, ministry, or personal goals, sometimes it's very easy to be too engrossed in these pursuits, and we fail short on our spiritual priorities. And Singapore, you know, we are so stressful. This society is one that values efficiency and achievement and productivity. But then this verse draws us back to the fundamentals, which is that our first pursuit should always be God's kingdom and his righteousness. And this part, if you look back at verses 25 to 32, it's also Jesus tells us that we should not worry on our provision, because he tells us that we should not be anxious about what we will eat, drink, or wear. So basic needs that often dominate our thoughts. You know, we all work to provide a roof over our heads. But at times, you know, when we start to work more, we start to antagonize or agonize over other things as well. You know, are we able to pay our bills? Are we able to afford a car? Are we able to pay for our holidays? You know, but rather, we should be seeking God first and trusting that he'll provide for what we need, rather than what we crave or what we want. So in terms of application, I'd like us to consider, how often or when do you set aside time to seek God? For some of us, it is in the morning, or maybe for those who are not driving, you know, they take the train to work. Perhaps you can spend those quiet moments in the train or in the bus reflecting on, you know, doing your quiet time, doing your morning devotion. Or if you're driving, maybe you can put on a podcast or a sermon and listen to it while driving. Or for some of us, it could be at night after a long day's work. We would like to go to God, to really come to him and to pour everything to him. Next, are we making decisions with eternity in mind? So whether it's your career choices, your financial planning, or even your ministry involvement, ask yourself, does this help me to grow in righteousness and to serve not my kingdom, not to serve myself, but does it serve God's kingdom? And lastly, we need to remember that we have to trust in God's provision. In Singapore, everything is so expensive. Everything is very competitive and fierce. We must be reminded that God provides our needs. He is faithful to provide our needs. Next, I'd like us to consider that we should be setting our heart on God. And for this, we look at Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. So David wrote this psalm while he was in the wilderness of Judah. In such a climate, it was physically parched, and I guess also it was very spiritually yearning as well. And his words really reflected his deep longing for God, not out of duty, but really out of desperation and also out of desire. So in Singapore, no, we don't have deserts. It is hot, but it's not dry. But our wilderness can also feel just as dry. You know, the pressure to perform, constant connectivity, the busyness of our everyday life can leave our souls jaded and parched. And we may be surrounded by so much abundance, but yet spiritually we are barren if we neglect God. So David's example reminds us that we should seek God and seek God early, not just in the morning, but as a first priority. And this is very vital. And we see David's example. His soul thirsted for God more than physical comfort or success. So what does this mean to us? So just like how we should also start our day off with devotion, I would also like to encourage you to not just spend time to pray to God, but also to worship God. You can, you know, sing a short hymn, or you can really hum a tune to Him. Really, do we have this spirit of worship to Him? Next, we should also recognize your spiritual thirst. So on this, so we shouldn't ignore the signs of burnout or emptiness, and we should really drive ourselves toward God. So Jesus tells us to come to Him, you know, in Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. He tells us to come to Him, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and to take His yoke, for His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Isn't this such an encouragement? You know, when you are so busy in life, you have this Savior that you can rely on, that you can be equally yoked with Him, and His yoke is easy and His burden is light. And also, we should not worship Him only on Sundays, but we should also worship Him or respond with praise even in our weariness. So when your life feels dry and demanding, may I suggest, don't respond with complaint, but respond with worship. Sing a hymn, meditate on a psalm, or simply just praise God, because worship refreshes your soul and it makes our heart point back towards Him. Lastly, I also like us to encourage that we should be spending the time wisely. And on this, we can see from Ephesians chapter 5, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So in Singapore, no, time is money. Time is a precious commodity. And we know we always like to pack our schedules. I'm sure if you go to work tomorrow, if you open up your Outlook or your work calendars, you can see it's all packed with activities. We try to cram as much into our day as much as possible. So it seems to be like we really live our life to the minute, and our life often feels like it's a race against the clock. But yet, Paul here, he exhorts in Ephesians that we are to walk wisely and to live with intention and with spiritual awareness. So Ephesians 5:15 tells us to walk circumspectly, which means we are to live carefully, we are to live thoughtfully, and also purposefully. And it's a call to redeem the time, and not just to manage it. So for this application-wise, can I ask us to evaluate our daily routines? Are you doing things? Are your habits helping you to grow spiritually? Or does it in fact draw you apart from God? So think of what you're actually doing in your free time. You know, when you come back from work, after dinner, after your bath, and when you sit down on your couch, what do you do? Do you open up your phone, look through your social media to just get updated? Admittedly, I fall into that sometimes. When I come back home from work, I'll just open up my phone and I start to open up one app after another, and lo and behold, it's already bedtime. So just to remind ourselves, what are our habits? Does it draw us closer or away from God? Next, also to be intentional with our relationships. So I'd also like to encourage you to spend your time to build up others in Christ. You know, it could be a quick phone call, a quick message, or even a word of encouragement. And it's not just to your friends, but also to your colleagues. Just to share an example, I'm working now because the work demands is very demanding, it's very stressful. So although I come from a position where I'm in authority, but I also try to encourage those that are around me. When I see that there's someone that is feeling burned out or down and out, I'll encourage them. And once in a while, I'll also quote them a Bible verse just to share from my faith. And I hope that through this sharing, they can also be encouraged and picked up as well. Lastly, is to also guard against spiritual drift. So in a culture of constant motion, it is really easy to really drift apart spiritually. So we have to set aside regular checkpoints. This will be through devotions, through checking in with your spouse, through your parents, through your best friends, to just share your problems. And to this, perhaps these people or these godly people can point out what is wrong with you and to guard you against any potential spiritual drift. So this will allow you to stay in check and to stay aligned with God's will. So to wrap it up, I've talked about how we can set aside time in the midst of our busy schedule. firstly, we should be seeking God's kingdom first. And this we see in Matthew 6, verse 33. Next, we should be setting our heart on God, which you can see from Psalm 63, verse 1. And to spend the time wisely, which we can see from Ephesians 5, 15 to 16. So us as Christians, through this, we can then live our lives confidently and victoriously because we know that we are living a life that reflects a deep commitment that prioritizes God daily. So, are we going to give God our first and our best? Are we longing for Him? And are we spending our time to walk closely with Him? Remember, we are all God's chosen people. We are His adopted people and we are His chosen people. So let us do all things to His glory. Okay, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we are so thankful that you have given us this hour of prayer, that we can come to you as your people to pray for the church. We thank you that in spite of our busy schedule, that you have protected our time so that we can really come as a church, Lord. Father, we pray that as we enter into the hour of prayer, that you will allow us to consider the needs of those around us for the ministries of our church, the in-reach and outreach ministry that is represented in our church. We pray, Father, that you will, that you know, the prayer is the powerhouse of our church, and our prayer will come forth boldly and strongly, Lord, and that we will always endeavor to come to you with our petitions, Lord. So, Father, hear this our prayer. We ask this in your most precious and holy name. Amen.